This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Monday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we continue to pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening. Going to be a great day today. This is a special as we join a live broadcast from Jerusalem. Wow. Jerusalem, Israel. And the U.S. Embassy Jerusalem dedication ceremony. Well, what a day when the U.S. Embassy is being moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem today. It's going to be a great day broadcasting here from our studios in Austin, Texas. And hope all of you moms had a wonderful Mother's Day. We had an incredible Heaven on Earth service yesterday at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas. And also a great day of Breakout Radio Church. Good to have you listening today. It's going to be a great day as we honor an historic moment in time in history. So stay tuned. Remember, the views and opinions on this broadcast or any of our programs on bpnradio.com may or may not be the views of the Breakout Prayer Network. But we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and edited by Aliona Pertuca. And supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So, let's pray, America, and let's pray for Israel and the peace of Jerusalem. Here we go. Well, it's going to be a great day. The U.S. delegation, of course, has arrived for the official embassy dedication ceremony in Jerusalem. That's going to start in just a few moments. This delegation includes advisors Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, Deputy Secretary of State John J. Sullivan, several members of Congress. And it's going to be a great occasion as the U.S. Embassy is being moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And what a day. It's a birthday present. President Donald Trump has declared it's a birthday present for Israel. And more than 22 years after the U.S. Congress passed the Jerusalem Embassy Act mandating the U.S. Embassy be moved to Jerusalem, it's finally happening after 22 years. So every 6 months for more than 20 years, presidents who had promised to move the embassy while on the campaign trail signed security waivers to avoid the move. To be fair, there are always real security concerns in the Middle East, but it's happening today. President Trump didn't let fear stand in his way. He made the decision, recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December, and on Monday, today, the 14th day of May, the embassy will officially be moved to Jerusalem. Understandably, many Israelis didn't believe it would ever happen, but the announcement was made and the whole wheels have been set in motion. Most are glad for it now. So it's going to be a wonderful occasion, and we are going to have a live broadcast here on the Monday Watch on bpnradio.com and followed by prayers for Israel. So while we get ready for that to start in just a few moments, we're going to play a little portion of a song that I love very, very much by John Starnes, and it's simply called The Holy City. Here's this version of Jerusalem, and then we'll be ready for the live broadcast. Welcome to BPNradio.com on a Monday.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice dream was changed. The streets no longer rang as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a
okay, we're joining the ceremonies in Jerusalem right now. Here we go.
March on the colors!
Okay, we've temporarily lost input there. We'll get it back quickly. Here we go. What a beautiful sight. We see the American soldiers marching in.
Freeze it! Arms!
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled and the
Okay, what a wonderful occasion here today.
Retire the colors!
Okay, the soldiers are marching off. The American flag, the Israeli flag.
Jared Kushner, and gentlemen, Ivanka Trump, please there. Join me now in welcoming Ambassador David Friedman. And please be seated.
Distinguished guests and dear friends, Tammy and I welcome you to the opening and dedication of the United States Embassy in Jerusalem, Israel.
Okay, what an historic moment this is from Jerusalem. We've lost a little bit of contact. We'll get it right back here. The dedication of the embassy in Jerusalem, Israel. Long-awaited moment here. And we're going to continue our broadcast as soon as we can pick up the transmission there from Jerusalem. And we believe that's going to be happening right away. Good to have you listening on bpnradio.com. The broadcast from Jerusalem, Israel, the dedication of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem here as we celebrate Israel's 70th birthday. What an incredible occasion, and we're just absolutely delighted. We're going to try to pick back up here as soon as possible and get our transmission. And while we're doing that, getting our live feedback, we're going to play some more of the wonderful song by John Starnes, "The Holy City." So we'll be right back joining the live dedication. Just one moment.
I see revival rising.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair.
An extraordinary gathering of American patriots and Israeli leaders. I'd like to recognize a few of them. From our host country, the President of the State of Israel, His Excellency Reuven Rivlin, and wishing the best to your wife, Nechama. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his wife, Sara. The Mayor of Jerusalem, Nir Barkat, and his wife, Beverly. The Speaker of the Knesset, Yuli Edelstein, and his wife, Irina. The Leader of the Opposition, Isaac Herzog, and his wife, Michal. The Deputy Chief Justice of the Israel Supreme Court, Hanan Meltzer. The Head of the Israel Defense Forces, General Gadi Eisenkot. The Ashkenazi Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rav David Lau. the Sephardi Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, and the former Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, and all the ministers, cabinet members, members of the Knesset, members of the IDF, mayors, and religious leaders. From the executive branch of the United States government, it is my pleasure to welcome the leader of the President's delegation, the Deputy Secretary of State, John J. Sullivan. And the 77th Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin. President Trump's senior advisor, Jared Kushner. President Trump's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump. President Trump's special representative for international negotiations, Jason Greenblatt. The United States Ambassador to Italy, Lou Eisenberg. Assistant Secretary of State, Nicole Nason, and Acting Assistant Secretary of State, David Satterfield. From the legislative branch, we have four senators whose support for Israel is legendary. Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Dean Heller, and Senator Mike Lee, thank you for coming. And from our House of Representatives, a delegation led by Congressman Joe Wilson, Congressman Tom Rice, Congressman Steve Knight, Congressman Dennis Ross, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, Congressman Jody Heiss, Congressman Scott Taylor, Congressman Lee Zeldin, Congressman George Holding, and Congressman Ron DeSantis. Just last year, Congressman DeSantis stood at a podium here in Jerusalem and made a passionate and compelling case that this day would come. And so it has. I'd also like to welcome the governor of my home state of Florida, who also has been a strong advocate for Jerusalem, Governor Rick Scott. In 1995, the Jerusalem Embassy Act became law, voted in favor overwhelmingly by both houses of Congress, and led, I should add, by a former senator who is here today, Senator Joseph Lieberman. That law, which was reaffirmed just last year by a have since the transfer of the embassy became the law of the land. But today, we keep our promise to the American people, and we extend to Israel the same right we extend to every other nation, the right to designate its capital city. A capital city, I should add, which houses all three seats of government, with a 3,000-year-old history dating back to the time when King David made Jerusalem the capital of ancient Israel. Jerusalem has inspired Americans since well before the founding of our republic. John Winthrop, in 1630, as he approached Massachusetts Bay, spoke of his quest to build the new Jerusalem. As a city on a hill, a phrase later expanded by President Reagan to be a shining city on a hill. The United States established its consulate in Jerusalem in 1844, 104 years before the birth of the State of Israel. And President Lincoln, relaxing for the first time in years as the Civil War came to an end, told his wife, Mary, that it was finally time for him to take some rest and he expressed his hope and desire to visit the holy city of Jerusalem. Many say that those were his last words as he sat next to her in Ford's Theater. I think President Lincoln is smiling today as another great Republican, Donald J. Trump, opens our embassy in the city that Lincoln admired so much. I would like to thank the faith leaders who are here and the entire faith community for their support. And I'd like to now call upon two of them, Dr. Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, along with Rabbi Zalman Wolowick from Chabad, to offer a few words of inspiration.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, thanking you for bringing us to this momentous occasion in the life of your people and in the history of our world. 4,000 years ago, you said to your servant Abraham that you would make him the father of a great nation, a nation through whom the whole world would be blessed. And now as we look back, we see how Israel has been that blessing to the entire world through her innovations in medicine, technology, and energy. But most of all, Israel has blessed this world by pointing us to you, the one true God, through the message of her prophets, the scriptures, and the Messiah. We come before you today thanking you for your providential and powerful protection of this nation from all who would seek to destroy her. This nation, the nation of Israel, you have called the apple of your eye. And Father, we are also grateful as we think about what happened 70 years ago today, at this very moment, when you fulfilled the prophecies of the prophets from thousands of years ago and regathered your people in this promised land. Now, we want to thank you, especially today, for the courageous leadership of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his determination to do whatever it takes to protect his people at all costs. We are equally grateful for the skillful work of our Ambassador David Friedman, who so effectively represents our United States policy of always standing by and supporting our most reliable ally and friend in the Middle East. And now, Father, as we come to dedicate this embassy in the city of Jerusalem, the city that you named as the capital of Israel 3,000 years ago, we want to thank you for the tremendous leadership of our great president, Donald J. Trump. Without President Trump's determination, resolve, courage, we would not be here today. And I believe, Father, I speak for every one of us when we say, we thank you every day that you have given us a president who boldly stands on the right side of history, but more importantly, stands on the right side of you, O God, when it comes to Israel. And now today, Father, we want to pray what the psalmist prayed 3,000 years ago. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love her prosper. May peace dwell within her walls. And we pray this in the name and the spirit of the Prince of Peace, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Distinguished guests, all just referred to by Ambassador Friedman, and honored friends, it is with profound gratitude to God Almighty that I address you here today at the Embassy of the United States of America to Israel in the holy city and eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem. Truth is not determined by popular opinion. It is eternal, not ephemeral, unchanging, not relative. Truth stands the test of time. While empires, ideologies, and philosophies rise and fall, the Jewish people's attachment to this holy city has never waned or faltered. It is truth. King David imagined a temple here, and his son Solomon built it here. The prophets pleaded, cajoled, and thundered here. From cradle to grave, for thousands of years, Jews of every extraction have had the beautiful name of this beautiful city on their lips, Yerushalayim. Jews have lived here, and when they didn't, they directed their prayers here. That is truth. And today, friends, we celebrate the acknowledgement of this truth by a country that has been blessed by God with global influence, the United States of America. We applaud and thank the United States of America and President Donald Trump for standing for this truth and for continuously exhibiting a fearless commitment to Israel on the world stage. We pray that God Almighty continue to bless the United States, her people, and her leaders. And we pray that other countries follow their example of affirming the Jewish people's eternal bond with this holy city. There's no more quintessentially Jewish idea and aspiration than peace. The beauty of Jerusalem, as my mentor, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson of blessed memory once said, is that its walls are unifying walls. Within the confines of Jerusalem, every man, woman, and child became part of something greater than themselves. Peace is ingrained in the marrow of Jerusalem. But the prophet Zechariah said, you must love truth and peace. Peace, shalom, is the inseparable sister of truth. I pray that from today's exalting of truth, there flow to Jerusalem, her neighbors, and to the entire world, a true and perfect peace. May that day, visualized by the prophets, swiftly arrive. When nation shall not take up its sword against nation. When there will be harmony, not war. Respect, not envy. Love, not hate. In the words of the psalmist who sang his longing for peace, not far from right here, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be at peace. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Jeffress and Rabbi Wolowick. Leading the President's delegation to this historic event is Deputy Secretary of State John J. Sullivan. Deputy Secretary Sullivan served last month as our acting Secretary of State, leading the transition of leadership to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He then returned to the number two position in the State Department. I am honored to introduce Deputy Secretary John J. Sullivan.
Okay, a reminder, you're listening to bpnradio.com and the dedication of the new embassy in Jerusalem.
Thank you, Ambassador Friedman, for those kind remarks. On behalf of Secretary Pompeo, thank you for your dedicated efforts to establish this diplomatic mission and to ensure the strongest possible bond between Israel and the United States. We're also grateful to you and your team for the close coordination in months of detailed planning to prepare for this important day of celebration. It's an honor for me to be part of President Trump's official delegation on this momentous occasion, on a day, as you have already noted, so steeped in history. It's a privilege to stand before so many distinguished guests, political and religious leaders of Israel and the United States, and to welcome you all to the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, Israel. I also come with a message from Secretary Pompeo, who sends his best wishes. It meant a great deal to him that he was able to visit Israel on his first trip overseas, and he regrets that he's unable to be here with us today in person. The Secretary asked me to convey on his behalf the great pride that he feels, a pride that I share, on this historic day for our two countries. As President Trump said in December, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem is first a recognition of reality, a reality many, many years in the making. Jerusalem is, indisputably, the capital of Israel, a capital chosen by a sovereign nation as the seat of its government. But moving the U.S. Embassy on a broader scale is also a step towards advancing peace in this city, in the broader region, and throughout the world. The streets of Jerusalem, with its many temples, mosques, and churches, point to its place in history. But in Jerusalem, we can also see a glimmer of the future filled with hope, the hope for greater understanding and peace. Today, I'm confident that the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem will be, in the words of President Trump, a magnificent tribute to peace. That is what we are celebrating here today as we officially open the newest diplomatic mission of the United States of America. As we do, we also recognize the deep and historic friendship that brought this mission into being. On this day, as several have noted, the United States recognized the State of Israel. It is fitting that today we mark a new milestone and a new day of bright hope and promise for the United States and Israel. The State Department is proud to continue our close cooperation with the Israeli government and people from our new embassy here in Jerusalem. We're grateful to President Rivlin, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for their friendship and their hard work to keep our alliance ironclad. Thank you all for your tremendous support as we sought to make the President's pledge of the move of our embassy a reality. We're eager to make our bonds even stronger from this very place. The United States is committed to Israel, we're committed to our alliance, and we are committed to building a more peaceful, more prosperous future together. May God bless the U.S.-Israel alliance on this historic day, and I thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Secretary. President Trump, who made this all a reality, could not be here today, but did record a message to honor us at this ceremony. Please watch and listen.
Exactly 70 years ago, the United States, under President Harry Truman, became the first nation to recognize the State of Israel. Today, we officially opened the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations. It's been a long time coming. Almost immediately after declaring statehood in 1948, Israel designated the city of Jerusalem as its capital. The capital the Jewish people established in ancient times. So important. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of Israel's government. It is the home of the Israeli legislature and the Israeli Supreme Court and Israel's prime minister and president. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Yet for many years, we failed to acknowledge the obvious, the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. On December 6, 2017, at my direction, the United States finally and officially recognized Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel. Today, we follow through on this recognition and open our embassy in the historic and sacred land of Jerusalem. And we're opening it many, many years ahead of schedule. As I said in December, our greatest hope is for peace. The United States remains fully committed to facilitating a lasting peace agreement, and we continue to support the status quo at Jerusalem's holy sites, including at the Temple Mount, also known as Haram al-Sharif. This city and its entire nation is a testament to the unbreakable spirit of the Jewish people. The United States will always be a great friend of Israel and a partner in the cause of freedom and peace. We wish Ambassador Friedman good luck as he takes up his office in this beautiful Jerusalem embassy, and we extend a hand in friendship to Israel, the Palestinians, and to all of their neighbors. May there be peace. May God bless this embassy. May God bless all who serve there. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you. States of America. Thank you.
Okay, we're broadcasting the dedication of the new embassy in Jerusalem here on bpnradio.com.
It's now my great honor to call upon Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Senior Advisor Ivanka Trump to, respectively, unveil the seal of the United States Embassy and to read the dedication.
What a historic occasion.
On behalf of the 45th President of the United States of America, we welcome you officially and for the first time to the Embassy of the United States here in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, and thank you, Ivanka. In 1980, a Jewish man of 19 was married to a Jewish woman of 17 in Ethiopia. That night, the married couple shed all indicia of their Jewish heritage and set forth on foot on a lengthy trek through the desert until they reached the Sudan. There, they were led to a remote airfield and taken by an Israeli military aircraft to Israel. Having been rescued, they settled in the town of Sderot on the Gaza periphery, and years later they were kept safe from incoming rockets by the Iron Dome, an Israeli missile defense project financed by the United States. One of their daughters went on to become a successful singer, and she is here with us today to sing Hallelujah, the great word of praise coined by King David, the first Jewish king of Israel. Please welcome Chagit Yasso.
David planned and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major leaf, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Thank you.
Tagit. Thank you. That was beautiful. As a seventh generation Jerusalemite, few in Israeli politics have a longer or stronger connection to this holy city than our next speaker. I'd like to welcome His Excellency President Reuven Rivlin to deliver his remarks.
You're listening to BPNradio.com, broadcasting the dedication of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Thank you for listening, and what a remarkable day here in this nation and the nations
Prime
of the
Minister
world.
Benjamin Netanyahu and Mrs. Netanyahu, Speaker of the Knesset, Yuli Edelstein, and Mrs. Zevedin, Secretary of Treasury, Stephen Mnuchin, Deputy Secretary of State, John J. Sullivan, Gerard Kushner, and Ivanka Trump, Ambassador and Mrs. Friedman, Mr. Jason Greenblatt, senators and congressmen, members of the distinguished delegation coming from the United States, our chief rabbis, ministers and members of Knesset, head of the opposition, commissioner of the police, head of the Mossad, Mayor Neil Barkat, Ambassador, distinguished guests. Omdot hayu ragleinu. Our feet were standing within your gates, in the gates of Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Jerusalem, whose faith we swore to keep. Jerusalem, who we never forgot and never will forget. For 3,000 years, the Jewish people kept the faith in Jerusalem. For 3,000 years, we prayed for Jerusalem. And since the establishment of the State of Israel 70 years ago, Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel, and the obvious, as President Trump has said, the obvious should be said from time to time, even could be written from time to time. Jerusalem is the heart of sovereignty of the State of Israel. Yes, President Trump, Jerusalem is home to the President of Israel. Jerusalem is home to the government of Israel. Jerusalem is the home to the Knesset, the Parliament of Israel. Jerusalem is home to the Supreme Court of Israel. The State of Israel's commitment to Jerusalem is not only a commitment to the history of the Jewish people, but is also a commitment to all residents in Jerusalem, all the Jerusalemites. Jerusalem is a microcosm of our ability, Jews and Arabs, to live together. The unity of Jerusalem is also seen in that all living in the city are equal. And as of this happy day, Jerusalem is also the embassy to Israel of the United States of America. Thanks God. The American Congress has for many years now recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And I want to thank the many members of the Congress and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, Republicans and Democrats alike, for the love and support for Israel. In every U.S. election, every presidential candidate has promised to move the American embassy to Jerusalem. finally, we have a leader who promised this and also kept his promise. And for this, we say, Baruch Shehecheyanu Vekiimanu Vegianu Lazman Hazeh. We give thanks that we have arrived at this place and at this time. President Trump sent the message to your father. The Israeli people thanks you for keeping your word, for your courage, for your determination, and for your firm, unwavering stand alongside to the State of Israel. We hope and expect that other nations will follow your path and your leadership. We will continue to safeguard Jerusalem as a city of peace, as a city, as in a home to all those of faith, a city of all its residents and citizens of all religion and communities who share together one city which is so greatly loved by everyone. Thank you all, and God bless all of you. Thank you.
Okay, you're listening to the live dedication ceremony of the embassy in Jerusalem.
Thank
here on BPNradio.com.
The State of Israel has many advocates in the White House, but none have shown greater advocacy for nor greater effort to advance the special relationship between Israel and the United States and the cause of regional peace than my good friend Jared Kushner. Mr. Kushner will now offer his thoughts on this historic moment.
Thank you for listening to BPNradio.com, a dedication of the new embassy, American embassy in Jerusalem.
Here's Jared Kushner. You've done a great job today, and you've done a great job as an ambassador, but today's really been spectacular, so thank you very much.
I am so proud to be here today in Jerusalem, the eternal heart of the Jewish people. And I am especially honored to be here today as a representative of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. I also want to thank Prime Minister Netanyahu and Sarah for being with us here today to celebrate this historic occasion. Thank you very much. I'd like to ask all of the members of Congress who are here on their delegations to rise and be recognized. Today would not be possible without your advocacy throughout the years. Thank you, Deputy Secretary Sullivan, for leading our delegation, Secretary Mnuchin, for your leadership and for your friendship, and of course, Ivanka, thank you for all of the great work you do to help so many people in our country and throughout the world, including me. So I love you. I also want to acknowledge Vice President Mike Pence for his tireless efforts to strengthen the U.S.-Israel relationship. In December of last year, President Trump announced to the world that the United States would finally recognize the truth, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. He also declared that we would soon move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem
And just 5 months later, we are standing on these grounds. While presidents before him have backed down from their pledge to move the American embassy once in office, this president delivered. Because when President Trump makes a promise, he keeps it. But today also demonstrates American leadership. By moving our embassy to Jerusalem, we have shown the world once again that the United States can be trusted. We stand with our friends and our allies, and above all else, we've shown that the United States of America will do what's right, and so we have. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right to determine its own capital, the same right that is enjoyed by every other country in the world. In taking this action, the United States has also chosen to strengthen the bond between our two countries. Our special bond is the envy of nations throughout the world. This bond is forged through shared history, sustained through shared interests, and immortalized through shared principles. The United States stands with Israel because we both believe in freedom. We stand together because we both believe in human rights. We stand together because we believe democracy is worth defending. And the United States stands with Israel because we believe, we know that it is the right thing to do. When we stand together for the principles and the values we share, we shine a light of justice unto the world. Israel proves every day the boundless power of freedom. This land is the only land in the Middle East in which Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and people of all faiths participate and worship freely according to their beliefs. Israel protects women's rights, freedom of speech, and the right of every individual to reach their God-given potential. These are the same values that the United States cherishes. These are the values that bind us together. These are also the values that have made Israel one of the most vibrant nations in the world. This tiny population has spurred advancements in technology, medicine, and agriculture, making the world a healthier, safer, and more prosperous place. These are the blessings we hope Israel can one day share with its neighbors. Last week, President Trump acknowledged another truth and kept another promise. He announced his intention to exit the dangerous, flawed, and one-sided Iran deal. Iran's aggression threatens the many peace-loving citizens throughout the region and the entire world. From Israel to Jordan to Egypt to Saudi Arabia and beyond, many leaders are fighting to modernize their countries and create better lives for their people. In confronting common threats and in pursuit of common interests, previously unimaginable opportunities and alliances are emerging. I am also proud to be here today as a member of the team that President Trump has entrusted to lead the efforts to bring peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. It has been an honor to work with our new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, National Security Advisor John Bolton, our Ambassador David Friedman, and our special representative, Jason Greenblatt, who really does so much great work. I also want to acknowledge Ambassador Nikki Haley, who really has created a new day for Israel and the UN. On December 6th, President Trump was very clear that his decision and today's celebration do not reflect a departure from our strong commitment to lasting peace. a peace that overcomes the conflicts of the past in order to give our children a brighter and more boundless future. As we have seen from the protests of the last month and even today, those provoking violence are part of the problem and not part of the solution. The United States is prepared to support a peace agreement in every way that we can. We believe that it is possible for both sides to gain more than they give, so that all people can live in peace, safe from danger, free from fear, and able to pursue their dreams. The United States recognizes the sensitivity surrounding Jerusalem, a city that means so much to so many. Jerusalem is a city unique in the history of civilization. No other place on earth can claim significance to three major religions. Each day, Jews pray at the Western Wall, Muslims bow in prayer at Al-Aqsa Mosque, and Christians worship at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. That is why President Trump has called many times, including right now, on all parties to maintain the status quo at Jerusalem's holy sites, including the Temple Mount, also known as Haram al-Sharif. While the challenges to peace are numerous, I have personally seen that the determination of the leaders in the region and throughout the world remains steadfast. They have seen too much pain, sorrow, and wasted opportunity, and they think it's time to try something better. Throughout history, Jerusalem has been the victim of war and conquest. It has been used to divide people and to instigate conflict by those with evil intentions. But it does not have to be this way. Jerusalem must remain a city that brings people of all faiths together, to visit, to worship, to respect each other, and to appreciate the majesty of history and the glory of God's creation. Israel has been a responsible custodian of Jerusalem and has kept these religious sites open to all. In fact, immediately after the 1967 war, one of the first acts of the Knesset was to adopt the Protection of Holy Places Law, ensuring access to places of worship to members of all religions. Funds were immediately allocated to repair any damage to the churches, mosques, and synagogues that suffered through war, conflict, and neglect. As Israel turns 70, the search for a lasting peace turns over a new leaf, one of realism and of not being afraid to stand strongly with our allies for what is good, for what is right, and for what is true. When there is peace in this region, we will look back upon this day and remember that the journey to peace started with a strong America recognizing the truth. The pursuit of peace is the noblest pursuit of humankind. I believe peace is within reach if we dare to believe that the future can be different from the past, that we are not condemned to relive history, and that the way things were is not how they must forever be. It will not be an easy road, and it will be filled with difficult moments and tough decisions, but if we dream big, if we lead with courage, we can change the trajectory for millions from hopeless to boundless. This is a hope that many of us know personally. I am here today as a proud American and the grandson of Holocaust survivors. During World War II, my late grandparents, Ray and Joseph Kushner, fled their homes to the forests of Belarus to escape Nazi persecution. Somehow, they managed to resist the horrors and survive. After the war, they built a new life in America, a beacon of hope, a land of limitless opportunity. In my office in the White House, I keep a photo of them on my desk to remind me of how high the stakes are when nations fail to recognize right from wrong and the decisive power America has to tip the scales in favor of the righteous. Today, we take another historic step in that direction. I am confident that as a result, our nations will be stronger, our peoples more prosperous, and our futures filled with even greater promise for peace. May God bless you. May God bless Israel. May God bless the United States of America.
Okay, just a reminder that you are listening to BPNradio.com and the live broadcast from Jerusalem, Israel, and the dedication of the new embassy there. A very historic moment, historic day in the history of our nation and the nation of Israel. Stay tuned as we continue to broadcast
Jared
live from Jerusalem.
Referred to his two grandparents who survived the Holocaust. To the Holocaust survivors who are here with us today, and to those who are watching on television, who thought that this day would never come, we can never relieve the nightmare of your past, but we do hope that today brings you some measure of comfort. It is now my great honor to call upon the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Rivlin, יושב-ראש הכנסת ורעייתו, שרים, חברי כנסת, ראש עיריית ירושלים, יושב-ראש האופוזיציה, Secretary מנוחים, Deputy Secretary John Sullivan, Jason Greenblatt and Naomi, and your family, Ambassador David Friedman and Tammy, and your family, senators and members of Congress, and the governor of Florida, we have no better friends in the world. You stand for Israel and you stand for Jerusalem. Thank you. Rabbanim, the chief rabbis of Israel, the distinguished rabbis who are here, the pastors, the ministers, the many friends who have come here from around the world, the many friends who have prayed for this day and have worked for this day, thank you all. And of course, I want to especially welcome Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. Your presence here today is a testament to the importance of this occasion, not only for the Trump administration, but in a very personal way, for you. For you, each of you, for the pursuit of peace, and for President Trump himself. Thank you. Dear friends, what a glorious day. Remember this moment. This is history. President Trump, by recognizing history, you have made history. All of us are deeply moved. All of us are deeply grateful. For me, being here brings back wonderful memories from my childhood. גדלתי פה, עד גיל שלוש. הייתי הולך פה בשדות עד גבול ידוע, כי פה היה אסור ללכת יותר, זה כבר היה מסוכן. ולכן זה יום גדול. יום גדול לירושלים, יום גדול למדינת ישראל, יום שיחרט בזיכרוננו הלאומי לדורות. So I know some of you didn't follow every word I said in Hebrew. And I'll tell you that I spent the first 3 years of my life in this neighborhood, and in Gedi Street in Talpiot, which is not very far away. There were a few charming houses here, many open fields. I remember ambling in these fields with my brother Yoni. He was 6, I was 3. He held my hand very tight. We'd walk to this wondrous house of Professor Joseph Klausner. The renowned Jewish historian was my father's teacher. I used to peer through the slats of the wooden synagogue where he and the great Israeli writer Shai Agnon used to pray on Shabbat. And David, I would approach this place right here, but only so far, because my mother told me, you can't go any further. This was near the border. It was exposed to sniper fire. That was then. This is now. Today, the embassy of the most powerful nation on earth, our greatest ally, the United States of America, today its embassy opened here. What a difference. What a difference. So for me, this spot brings back personal memories. But for our people, it evokes profound collective memories of the greatest moments we have known on this city on a hill. In Jerusalem, Abram passed the greatest test of faith and the right to be the father of our nation. In Jerusalem, King David established our capital 3,000 years ago. In Jerusalem, King Solomon built our temple, which stood for many centuries. In Jerusalem, Jewish exiles from Babylon rebuilt the temple, which stood for many more centuries. In Jerusalem, the Maccabees rededicated that temple and restored Jewish sovereignty in this land. And it was here in Jerusalem, some 2,000 years later, that the soldiers of Israel spoke 3 immortal words, Har Habayit Bi'adenu, the Temple Mount is in our hands. Words that lifted the spirit of the entire nation. We are in Jerusalem and we are here to stay. We are here in Jerusalem protected by the brave soldiers of the Army of Israel, led by our Chief of Staff, Gadi Eisenkot, and our brave soldiers are protecting the borders of Israel as we speak today. We salute them all. And the members of our security forces, the Shin Bet, the Mossad, whose head is with us today. We salute you all of you. We gather here today to celebrate another historic day in the life of this city, which I know will take its place alongside other momentous decisions in the history of our people. Over a century ago, the Balfour Declaration recognized the right of the Jewish people to a national home in this land. And exactly 70 years ago today, President Truman became the first world leader to recognize the newborn Jewish state. Last December, President Trump became the first world leader to recognize Jerusalem as our capital. And today, the United States of America is opening its embassy right here in Jerusalem. Thank you. Thank you, President Trump, for having the courage to keep your promises. Thank you, President Trump, and thank you all for making the alliance between America and Israel stronger than ever. And thank you, a special thank you, to you, Ambassador Friedman, thank you, David, for everything you do to bring our countries and our peoples closer together. Today, you have a special privilege. You are privileged to become the first American ambassador to serve your country in Jerusalem, and this is a distinct honor that will be yours forever. Nobody can be first again. Thank you, David. Friends, this is a great day for Israel. It's a great day for America. It's a great day for our fantastic partnership. But I believe it's also a great day for peace. I want to thank Jared, Jason, and David for your tireless efforts to advance peace and for your tireless efforts to advance the truth. The truth and peace are interconnected. A peace that is built on lies will crash on the rocks of Middle Eastern realities. You can only build peace on truth. And the truth is that Jerusalem has been and will always be the capital of the Jewish people, the capital of the Jewish state. Truth, peace, and justice. As our justice here, Hanan Meltzer, can attest, truth, peace, and justice. This is what we have. And this is what we believe in. The prophet Zechariah declared over 2,500 years ago, Koh amar Adonai, Shavti el Tzion, v'shachanti betoch Yerushalayim, v'nikre'a Yerushalayim ir ha'emet. So said the Lord, I will return to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth. May the opening of this embassy in this city spread the truth far and wide, and may the truth advance a lasting peace between Israel and all our neighbors. God bless the United States of America, and God bless Jerusalem, the eternal, undivided capital of Israel. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shechiyanu vekimanu vegiyanu Lazman Hazeh. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister, for those stirring words. To now offer a closing benediction, I'd like to call upon Pastor John Hagee, founder and senior pastor of the Cornerstone Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. Pastor Hagee.
Can we stand? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who calls the stars by name and measures space with a span of His hand, the God who is the King of the universe, we gather here today to thank You for the joy of living and seeing this glorious and historic day. We thank You for the state of Israel, the lone torch of freedom in the Middle East, who lives and prospers because of Your everlasting love for the Jewish people. It was You, O Lord, who gathered the exiles from the nations and brought them home again. It was You who made statehood possible. It was You that gave a miraculous victory in 1967, when Jerusalem was reopened to worshipers of all faith. Jerusalem is the city of God. Jerusalem is the heartbeat of Israel. Jerusalem is where Abraham placed his son on the altar of the Temple Mount and became the father of many nations. Jerusalem is where Jeremiah and Isaiah penned principles of righteousness that became the moral foundations of Western civilization. Jerusalem is where Messiah will come and establish a kingdom that will never end. We thank you, O Lord, for President Donald Trump's courage in acknowledging to the world a truth established 3,000 years ago, that Jerusalem is and always shall be the eternal capital of the Jewish people. And because of that courage of our president, we gather here today to consecrate the ground upon which the United States Embassy will stand, reminding the dictators of the world that America and Israel are forever united. We thank you for our Ambassador David Friedman and pray your anointing upon him as he opens the doors of the U.S. Embassy to receive the nations of the world. Let the word go forth from Jerusalem today that Israel lives. Shout it from the housetops that Israel lives. Let every Islamic terrorist hear this message: Israel lives. Let it be heard in the halls of the United Nations: Israel lives. Let it echo down the marble halls of the presidential palace in Iran: Israel lives. Let it be known to all men that Israel lives, because he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. As King David prayed 3,000 years ago, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all its inhabitants. Let the name of the Lord be glorified today for the defender of Israel. Today, tomorrow, and forever is here. Can we all shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. You've been listening to the historic broadcast of the dedication of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem here on BPNradio.com on this historic day. What an historic day. This is a day that we have longed for and looked for so long. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We are so very, very thankful and grateful for Jerusalem. And thank you for being a part of this incredible dedication here.
I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang.
Okay, thank you for listening here today on BPNradio.com. Dale Gentry here on this wonderful day of the dedication of the new United States Embassy in Jerusalem, Israel. I want to say happy birthday, happy 70th birthday to Israel, and we just speak blessings and the peace of God upon this great nation and this great city. And we speak blessings upon our President, Donald J. Trump, for helping bring all of this to pass. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for listening today. Remember, Delvin Kinzer is next with the news. Roy Beard, 11:55. And programming throughout the day here on BPNradio.com. And don't forget, tomorrow is Prophetic Tuesday. And I'll be here hosting, along with Allison Keeber, Ruth Gentry, programming throughout the day on BPNradio.com as we continue to pray for revivals in America another spiritual awakening. Remember, this program is going to be rebroadcast today at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. So tell your friends. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Bear Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hi, this is Ian Kieber, reminding you to join us for Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is full of information, motivation, inspiration, and business tips that will help you grow in whatever field you come from. Now, whether you're a small business owner or an employee looking to grow and learn more, Marketplace Saturday is for you. Join Rick Gentry, the host of Marketplace Saturdays, from 8 a.m. to midnight Central Standard Time, where you can learn from the best. Marketplace Saturdays, where leaders go to grow.